before, so. Allie, baby, put that in the black whatchamajiggy. Come here, Allie. Good morning. You gonna anoint my chair? Okay, Abigail, whenever you're ready, I'm ready. How we are?
On two of them.
Amen, amen. Good morning to two of you. Good morning. God bless you in the name of Jesus. God is certainly worthy to be praised, and I lift him up. There is no God like our God. And Leslie is here this morning. Yay! We miss you, Joanna. We miss you. Amen. But Leslie's here. Amen. Thank God. We want to pray for Emerson this morning. Amen. We're going to pray for Emerson this morning. He wasn't feeling well. And so he needed to stay at home and get some rest. So that sounds like wisdom to me. But we want to keep Emerson lifted up because he is definitely, when he's not here, well, he's never not here. But when he's not here, he's definitely missed. Amen. So Emerson, we'll be praying for you this morning. And we'll be praying for Beth. Amen. So let's get started. I want to welcome Paxton C, area code 401. I don't know where that is, but the area code is 401. One of our new S4C Global members of Paxton, God bless you. The reason I mentioned their name because they have a prayer request. Please pray for my dad, Jesse's mom. Amen. And so I want you to know, Paxton, that we will be praying. And keep us posted as to how Jesse's mom's doing. Keep us posted. I've already sent it out to the prayer team. So when I responded back to you after you joined, I immediately sent a copy of this so the global prayer team can be praying on it. So we got you. And so we want to keep praying. Amen. Two things the Lord gave me. And I tried, and I'm pulling my hair out, if I had any, be quiet, trying to find the scriptures to back up. Well, there's all kinds of scriptures to back it up, but I was looking for specific scriptures that said specifically what I'm about to tell you. Couldn't find any, but I know it's in there. No, check this out. No, that don't mean I pulled this out my ear. Well, let me tell you what he told me first, okay? And then once I tell you what he told me, then you'll get it, okay? It's all Bible-based. It's all scripture. There's just no scripture that I found that used these words, okay? The first thing he told me he said, it'll be worth it, okay? That's the first thing he said. He said, it'll be worth it. The second thing he told me a couple days later, he said, the earth will be a war zone during the tribulation with mass chaos. Now you see why I couldn't find those exact words in the scriptures? Yeah. He said, for us, those of us that are with the Lord, those of us that have given the Lord our all, he said, it will be worth it. So whatever you're dealing with, I know who's missing, Zoe. Cause I'm looking over, I see the kids at the computer and I don't see Zoe. I'm like, that's who's not here. Oh, okay. Amen. So Abigail, you're probably gonna have to do the YouTube until one of them two get here. Okay. Amen. So for those of us that have accepted Christ, for those of us who have said yes to God, even though we're not perfect, and I'm trying to tell you, if you're waiting to be perfect, you're never going to make it, because you're never going to be perfect until we get into the kingdom, okay? What you must do is give God your absolute best. If you blow it along the way trying to get it right, stop, repent, ask God to move you from this place, to help you not to be back in this place, and move forward. You're not going to reach perfection until you reach the kingdom of God. Everybody straight on that? This is not a license to sin. If you make a mistake, you can repent. You don't plan a mistake 3 weeks in advance. That's not a mistake. That's a plan. Okay, so don't trip and think God don't know what's happening, because God does. A mistake It's something that that was unplanned. You didn't mean to do it. It was not what you wanted to do. Or Lord, I just shouldn't have done that. You know what a mistake is. And you repent, God will forgive. But if you're packing an overnight bag and you're repenting tonight because you know what you're finna do in the morning, that's not a mistake. Y'all follow what I'm saying? So for those of us that have decided to make God our choice and have decided that we are gonna move forward no matter what, if I make a mistake along the way, I'm gonna get back up and I'm gonna move forward. God said for those people, it's gonna be worth it. Whatever you go through, whether it's problems in your flesh, whether it is problems at home, on your job, your finances, whatever it is, he says, whatever you go through and you're putting me first, he said, you're gonna be fine. He said, this will be worth it. As long as you continue to fight, it'll be worth it. But for those that aren't exactly sure whether God is their primary or not, he said the earth will be a war zone during the tribulation with mass chaos. So the first thing I wanted to look up was chaos. Chaos is a state of utter confusion or disorder, a total lack of organization or order. Chaos. It's a state of utter confusion. So I'm like, okay, utter confusion. What's utter confusion? Absolutely, completely without. It will be absolute confusion. There will be no peace at all. Everything will be in a chaotic state. Everything will be without, completely without order. It's gonna be bad. I don't know how else to say it. It's just gonna be bad. Then I looked up confusion, a lack of understanding and uncertainty. So it's gonna be absolute lack of understanding and absolute lack of uncertainty. That's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be an absolute lack of uncertainty and an absolute lack of understanding and absolutely and complete confusion. In a war zone. Do y'all follow what I'm saying? This is what those that choose not to put Christ first, this is what they have to look forward to.
Amen.
They have this is just part of what they can look forward to, God pouring out his wrath on the people. Remember last Sunday I told you God's wrath is the way God handles a problem. So if you're here, good morning, Zoe. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, honey, your job is still over here. Don't be going over there getting comfy. Amen. They're just sitting in until you get in. Amen. So those that have decided that they're going to take their chances. First of all, that is like the dumbest thing anybody could. The only thing dumber than saying they're going to take their chances during the tribulation is saying they're going to be in hell partying with their friends. Those are two of the dumbest things you could ever say, because you have no idea what the tribulation is. And then in the middle, okay, so in case some of you didn't know, in the middle of the tribulation, 3.5 years, there's going to be a war in the heavens. And God is going to kick the demonic spirits and Satan and all of his crew down to the earth, where they will be confined to the earth. Gonna upset Satan to his max. And that's when Christ said will be the great tribulation. Y'all follow? Because when Satan is bound to earth and all the demonic spirits and the pit of hell is opened up, all that's gonna be on the earth. Okay, y'all follow me? All of that is gonna be up here, not to mention the wrath of God when he pours it out on the people of the earth. All of that's gonna be, you think 2020 was chaotic? That was a birthday party for a 6-year-old compared to what's about to happen. 2020 is nothing compared to what's coming. So I said to myself, it sounds to me like the Lord is trying to convince people not to stay. He's been inviting people to be a part of his kingdom. Now he's trying to warn people, you don't want to be here. It sounds to me he's trying to help people to understand, you don't know. It's like a six-year-old saying, give me the keys to the car, I'm going to go to the store. And when you get finished laughing, you're like, you're crazy, you're sick, you can't even touch the gas pedal. Right? And they sit behind the wheel doing like this. Because they don't get it. They don't get it. They think they know. Have you ever had little kids that say, look, let me explain to you what just happened? They're like eight. And then they're gonna break down what their perspective of what happened. Has nothing to do with what really happened, but this is the way they perceive it. That's the way a child thinks. When you cannot think that you can handle tribulation.
Amen.
The scripture said, and I got some good stuff coming up in a minute. I'm telling you. In Matthew 24 and 1, you don't have to go there, but you probably should. In Matthew 24 and 1, for then there will be a great tribulation such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever shall. There has never been anything as bad as what's about to happen. There's never been anything as bad on the earth ever. This is worse than anything that has ever happened on the earth since God created the earth. And concerned about your retirement plan with Social Security than your eternal plan with Christ Jesus. That's a pretty good one, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're more concerned about how the biggest house I can get, the best car I can get, You're more concerned about the things that I can collect while I'm here than you are about what happens when I leave here. Because this isn't really life. I mean, it's a life, but it's not really life. This is a proofing ground so we can get to life. But this is not the real thing. This is not the real McCoy. This is just a proofing ground. All right? The real life, the real eternity is when you leave here. Because in this body, you're only going to be here for a little while. I don't care if you live to be 200 years old. Compared to eternity, it's just a little while. Okay? So people aren't planning for eternity. They're planning for retirement. Amen?
Amen.
Do you know anybody 200 years old? I don't. So it's a pretty good possibility that you're going to leave here. Right? Amen. All right. You give God the leftovers rather than first fruit of yourself. Does that hit anybody? Amen. You give God what's left instead of giving God what he requires. That's what happened with Cain and Abel. Cain killed Abel because Abel was giving God what God required. And Cain was giving God what he thought God should accept. Yeah, I know I could, but it's just church. I know I should, but, you know, God understands. You know, we have a very understanding God, but you don't understand anything. God has to understand everything, and you get the option to pick and choose what you understand. What kind of relationship is that when you get to pick and choose? Well, amen. Y'all get it, right? Are we still good? Thank you. You seek God, but usually only if you are in a bind. Some people can pray like nobody's business when something goes wrong. They can pray, oh, Lord, wow. But when everything is going good, God don't hear from them. That's why it's hard for God to bless some of us. Because when, as long as things are going good for you, God don't hear from you. The job is doing well. I got the latest car. My house is on the cover of Home and Garden, and my relationship is looking good, and I'm straight. Who needs God? Everything's fine. And as soon as they start handing out pink slips, you got knee pads on because you're praying so hard, Lord, oh, help me. But he's like, whoa. I haven't seen you in 6 months. Well, everything was okay 6 months ago. Now I need something. How many of you want a relationship like that? He comes home when he needs something. He only calls when he wants something. When you need them, you're blocked from their, what kind of site? Social sites? What do you call them?
Social media.
Social media. They block you. Change their phone number and don't tell you. See them cruising around with somebody else, but as soon as they need something, they remember your number. Oh, I remember so-and-so last time. And we treat God, we don't. People treat God the same way. They think God doesn't have any feelings. He's God. He understands. Yeah, he does. Well, God, he knows. Yeah, he knows. You know how God spells that? H-E-L-L. He knows. That's how you spell that. You can't treat God like your side hustle. You can't treat him like that because this is a relationship. And just because he hasn't struck you down today, don't mean a strike's not coming. If you don't get it right. Amen? All right, I'm going to keep going. You don't share your faith with the lost, but you have a really good excuse why you don't. I don't really minister to people because I don't really know what to say. I'm going to tell you what to say. Grab one of these. It's full of stuff to say. Read it. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Ask God to touch your understanding. Ask God to move on your behalf, to give you something to say. You don't have to go to a street corner with a bullhorn and try to, but when God places you in a position to speak to somebody, you need to be ready to speak something. Even if it's just to quote a scripture, you need to be in a position to tell somebody about God. You never have anything to say about God. Yeah, I just give them a couple of websites and, you know, a few YouTubes and, you know, they can go check it out for themselves. Well, what good are you? If I'm doing all the giving and you're doing all the taking, I don't really need you. Right? If you have a spouse and all they're doing is taking, you can be poor by yourself. Amen. You can be broke by yourself. You don't need nobody to give it to. I give it to me. Amen. Do y'all see what I'm saying? You cannot treat God like he's your side hustle. You have to treat God like he's God. Amen? All right. Anybody online saying amen, Zoe? Not one person. Yeah, one person. Okay. Amen. You say you believe in God, but if you were to, you say you believe in God, but if we were to record your Monday through Saturday, it would reveal that you live as if God doesn't even exist. I don't know how many times I said it. You can be, even rats can be quiet for an hour. Everything can come to church and be quiet for an hour. I'm not concerned about what you do here. I want to know what you do when you're not here. What do you do? If you really want to know what a person's life is like, ask their kids. Ask the kids, the ones that they live with. Ask them. So? Well, I'm not talking about ask them now. talk to the neighbors. The people that you can let your hair down in front of. The people that don't follow you to church. The people, ask the people at your job. The people that really know you besides God are the people that you think aren't that important. You know, my neighbors, they're just neighbors. They don't care what I do. But somebody's watching you. Yep. Somebody somewhere is watching you. Even if you're not paying attention to them, they are paying attention to you. Amen? Amen? I'm going to tell you like the gas company told me when I forgot to pay the bill. She said, Mr. Davis, you might forget about us. She said, but I guarantee you, we will not forget about you. Those were the words came out of her mouth just right after they shut my gas off because I forgot to pay. You might forget about God, but I guarantee you, God is not going to forget about you. You cannot have two lives. The way I see you on Sunday should be the way I see you on Thursday and Wednesday and Saturday night and Friday morning and payday and broke day and sick day and feel good day and whatever. You should be the same. You should be the Bible says God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, or forevermore. If we're trying to be like Christ, why do we need three or four different personalities? Why does it have to be three or four different bins? I got a church bin, then a home bin, then an in my car riding bin, and then I got a restaurant bin, and then I got a nightclub bin, and then, you know, you got all these different bins, right? Am I right? And you got church people, they get, Pastor Sandy used to say all the time, he tells us a story where they invited him to the nightclub, and the choir was at the nightclub. The same people that was trying to get him to sing on Sunday morning. No. They met him. He went to the nightclub trying to sneak in, and all of them there drinking and having a party. And then they got to sober up enough to go to church Sunday morning and sing in the choir. Oh, right? And this, and I'm sure that is not the exception. I'm sure that's the rule. It's a shameful rule, but it's still the rule. Amen. All right. Keep going. Good morning, Armstrong family. Amen. Here's a good one. You spend more on your cell phone bill than you give God. Ooh. Ah. I mean, I don't, but people do. They spend more on their luxuries than they do trying to support the ministry that feeds them and keep them going. Amen. You spend more on... Well, it don't take much to spend more on gas, because gas is, woo, in California. Well, it went down.
It's down.
It's no longer $6.50 a gallon. It's down to like, well, in some places $5.99 and $5.50, somewhere $4.99. But still, you spend more on things that have absolutely nothing to do with God than you do in trying to support God. I ain't giving no money to no church.
You're not giving it to the church.
You're giving it to the ministry. You're giving it to God. And God deals with it as he pleases. You'd be surprised how many people this church bless. We send stuff around the world. We give away. People give us stuff and we give it back to people that need. We are a very unique church. We are very unique. And it's when you think more about your leisure than you do about the ministry that helps keep you in touch with God, that's a problem. You might want to think about, maybe you might not be as hot as you thought you were. Good morning, Pastor Drea. Amen. Amen. I got one supporter back there. Amen. No, don't y'all try to chime in now. It's just me and them. Don't get y'all trying to jump in now. No. It's me and you, baby. Me and you. Rest of them are Johnny come lately. Oh, when he say something, then I'll do. Nah. Amen. Amen. Is that what you say, buddy? Are you not hot? You're not hot?
No.
I don't understand.
You said hot.
Oh, girl. Amen. Amen. Okay. Was that the cell phone bill?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, here's the one I love the most.
I got the senior bill.
What I love the most. Someone outside of who you see on Sunday ask you what you love most. And we talk about our grandkids and our spouses. We talk about how God has gave me favor on my job. We talk about the pastors, and we talk about, you know, I lost 10 pounds and I'm looking fine. But you never mention Christ. You never mention Christ. When people ask, can I read it again? So now that y'all know what the answer is, someone outside of who you see on Sunday ask you what you love most. And you love everything, you never, or it dawns on you, I didn't say anything about Jesus. And so he's number 30 on the list. Somebody asks you, who's your favorite girl? You talk about your mama, you talk about your aunties, the barista at the coffee house, and you never mention your wife. That's what they call them, am I right? Do they call them baristas? Yeah. How you think your wife gonna feel about that? Every woman you know is better than her.
No.
You gonna have a really bad day when you get home. You may have several bad days. You understand? Somebody asks you, what do you love most? And Christ rarely comes up, or he's not the first. People go to God as a last resort instead of a first response. Many people do. God is their last resort. Well, I've asked everybody I know. I might as well pray now. Well, I this and I that. Let me see if God got something. God is the only person you should be concerned about. God should be your first choice. Your first. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I know I'm slowing down. Oh, we have communion today, by the way.
Amen.
We have communion today. So please go ahead and take a moment to get your if you don't have the wine or the juice that we use water. Get a little cup of water, because God is the living water. If you don't have the unleavened bread, don't trip. Get you a piece of white bread or brown bread or toast or crackers or whatever you got. You know, biscuits. They're biscuits. Don't, no honey. Just a bit. No butter. Just a biscuit. And just a little piece, because Jesus Christ is the bread of life. Amen. And then before we end, we're going to have communion. Okay?
Hallelujah.
All righty. I've only have three more to go. Y'all still with me?
Yep.
You would rather ask your kids, you would rather your kids be happy and popular rather than holy and devoted to God.
Nah.
You hear that? There are so many people that are concerned about their children being popular in school. They're more concerned about their children having a positive social media presence. They're very concerned about their children looking good to the other people, because if the kids look good to other people, then that makes you look good to those people because your kids look good. But they're not concerned about their kids looking good before God.
Amen.
Again, God is the last resort. They only talk to God if something happened to the kid.
Amen.
But they're not concerned about trying to make sure that that child has a relationship with God. Good morning, Pops.
Good morning.
They're not concerned about that child having a relationship with God. They're more concerned about what people think about their children than what God thinks about their children.
Amen.
You have to report to God on what you did with what he gave you. You don't have to report to your neighbor. You don't have to report to the cousins and the uncles. You must give a report to God what you did with what he gave you. The Bible tells us that those children are a gift, that is, he that had made us and not we ourselves. They belong to God. And if you don't treat them and bring them, you don't. Why do you think that we dedicate children to God?
Amen.
We're giving those children back to God. And so God can have his way with those children in their lives. Where God gave us the children. Who was that? What woman in the Bible? Was that Sarah? No.
Hannah.
She couldn't have kids. And she just prayed and begged and prayed, and God finally gave her a child. And she dedicated that child back to God. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
We're supposed to make sure that those children know who God is. You'd be surprised how many Christian families, children, don't know who God is.
Amen.
I was very surprised to find out so many children didn't know who God was. Pastors are their fathers and mothers and deacons in the church and been going to church their whole life, and they can't tell you what the Trinity is.
Amen.
They can't tell you that God is a spirit.
Amen.
They can't tell you that, you know, the purpose of being a child of God. They can't tell you. And I don't blame the kids, it's the parents.
Yep.
What you been doing with them kids for 20 years? And you wonder why they cracked out. You wonder why they high. You wonder why they have no respect for you. If you don't teach your children how, if you don't demand while they're young and teach them how to respect you and your house, they're not going to have any respect for the authority or for God.
Amen.
Because you didn't teach them the importance of respecting authority. So when the police get a hold of them, they'll teach them.
Yep.
Yep.
The streets will teach them.
Yep.
Everybody's going to do what you should have did. And guess who's going to be blamed for that? Yeah, they're going to get their part of the blame too. But you should have put it in them when you had a chance.
Yep.
Amen.
Them kids didn't come and get you. You went and got them. Them kids were fine where they were. You went over there and got them. So now that you got them, you need to take care of them.
Yep.
Amen. Is this getting too deep for some of y'all?
No.
I wasn't going to stop. I just was taking a census. All right. Amen. I just wanted to see who was flinching. That's all. Amen. I've only got two more. You are quick to volunteer at your kids' school and sporting events, but make excuses why you cannot volunteer at church. Ow! We done lost 10 members on that one. Five people just shut us off. Somebody ain't gonna give an offering to this church anymore.
No.
Somebody just put a thumbs down.
No.
You are quick to volunteer. Because why? Because that makes you look good. It makes you look like the parent that cares. You know, you're volunteering, you're making cookies, you're going out on a boy girl scouts, and you're doing all that stuff. We need somebody to help clean the church. The chairs are kind of dirty. Child, I'm working that day.
Oh.
I haven't even told you what day it was yet.
Amen.
Well, whatever day it is, I'm busy.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
You have 1,000 people at church, but you have 50 people that actually work.
Amen.
Those are real numbers.
Amen.
Those are real numbers. And we had to find out the hard way. Those are real numbers.
Amen.
I know y'all sick of hearing me. I don't care. Here we go. This is the last one. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Shame on you. Don't be saying amen, because I'm messing with you people. I'm messing with you. Why? You know why you practice sin, but justify it by saying, but don't everybody do that?
Nah.
Yeah, I know I lie a little, but you know, I don't lie as much as you know. Right? Oh yeah, I know I'm not all that, but have you bet so and so? If they get in, I know I'm getting in. You know, I've heard some of this stuff. Oh, child. Oh, I'm in. You know, you can't. I forgot what the thing was. Let's see. You know you practice sin, but justify it by saying, doesn't everyone? God is not, I tell people, God does not hold me accountable for what you do to me.
Amen.
He doesn't make me pay for how you treat me.
Amen.
God holds me accountable for how I respond to how you treat me.
Yes.
Everybody catch that?
Amen.
What you do is between you and God. What I do, I have to give an account for.
Amen.
And every person needs to say that. And people make excuses why they don't do this and why they don't do that. And God is writing every lie down. Somebody's right. God's got a scribe writing all that stuff down. They don't do it because of that. They don't. Repeat that. Okay. No. Got it. God's got a scribe writing down all that stuff you say. Because one day, if you don't repent, you're going to have to pay for all of that. Stop making excuses. Oh, I'm sorry. Everybody turn to Revelation 3:16, and then I'm done. Pastor Carl, come out up here. Oh, okay. Oh, amen. Revelation 3:16, let me know when you get it. I want you guys online, whenever you see this, I need you to go to Revelation 3:16. Every time I say Revelation, or at least half the time I said, I laugh. Because one time years ago, I said Revelations. And Pastor said, hey, Revelations, it's Revelation. I'm like, all right. And I never forgot it. Anytime an 8-foot black bald-headed guy yells at you, you don't forget it. you don't forget. So I remember Revelation 3:16.
Amen.
Amen. I'm funny. I don't know why y'all not laughing. I'm hilarious. Don't be chiming in now. Don't be starting now. You can't buy into the premise now. It's all over. That's gone. Ah. So because you are what?
Lukewarm.
All right, I'm going to say this like everybody got a Bible. So because you are
lukewarm.
Can you say it like you mean it?
Lukewarm.
Nah, wait till I tell you to say it. I didn't tell you to say it. So because you are now saying
lukewarm.
And neither nor I will do what? Man.
Sorry.
Y'all said spew, right? Okay, I'm glad you said that, because that's not what it sounded like the first time. So let's go over, I'm going to say it again. I'll read it.
Right.
Y'all just listen. And don't y'all say it, I'll say it. So because you are lukewarm, what? Did I say it right? She's looking at me in my eyes, just looking at me. That girl got some big old eyes. She got them beautiful eyes. She just looks. So, because you are lukewarm, I love God, I hate God. I'm in, I'm out. I'm almost pregnant, I'm not quite pregnant. I'm almost married, but we're not, we just shacking up, we live there. We almost married. No, we don't have any papers, but you know, who needs papers? Go to court, you'll see. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. Another version says, I will vomit you out of my mouth. You ever see a dog vomit and then, good morning, little beautiful couple. You ever see a dog vomit and then turn around and go back to it and start lapping it up? Is that disgusting? It's like, hold on a minute, because you're about to have some more to lap up. God will vomit you out of his mouth because you refuse to make a decision.
Yeah.
At least if you chose to go to hell, well, now that's real stupid and dumb too, but he's just going to cast you into hell. But if you just lukewarm, hypocriting, almost in, almost out, you make God sick. And he just vomits you out of his mouth. He don't want anything to do with you. You're waste. You're nothing. You're disgusting. You're stuff that goes in an acid bath. You're just, you're nothing. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. What are we trying to say? We're trying to say that you need to make sure God is pleading with the world. He's trying to help you understand you don't know what's coming. And so repent often as you need to. Repent regularly. Repent daily. Do whatever you need to do to not be what I just read.
Amen.
Because this doesn't say you're lukewarm, but it says you're certainly on that track. And why take a chance? Come on up, Pastor. Why take a chance? Amen. All right, I'm done. That's okay, baby. I know it's me and you. Don't worry about a thing. It's just, amen. I know. Amen. Did I tell you that in 3.5 years, after 3.5 years into the tribulation, Satan's going to get kicked out of the heavenly realm and he's going to be cast down to earth? And that's when Christ identifies it will be the great tribulation, because it was bad before. But once Satan gets down here and he realizes that he can no longer be up and in God's face blaming and accusing us, and he's down here stuck just like, and then he's going to, oh, it's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad. And then God sending down his wrath, and demons are coming up from the abyss. And then you got all this other stuff going on, and there's chaos, and there's no peace. There's no spirit of God. There's no nothing. Go ahead. I just wanted to make sure I drove it home.
Amen. A prayer for Maureen. She has a couple of prayers, and I'm just going to read the prayer points. She's asking for prayer for Jasmine, who has been dealing with continuous brain seizures.
Ooh.
So much so that she was pregnant and the baby was born at 7 months.
Wow.
Brain
seizures.
The next prayer is also for baby Elijah. This is the baby born at 7 months.
Uh-huh.
He was only 3 pounds. He's doing well, but he's still in the hospital. So
okay.
To pray for him.
He was born 3 pounds?
He was born 3 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But after 6 weeks in the NICU, he's at 6 pounds.
Amen. Amen. All right, let's pray. We're going to pray for them now. What are the names?
There are about 4 prayer points.
4.
Jasmine,
oh, okay.
Jasmine.
Elijah.
We're praying for Jasmine for healing, but we're also, and more importantly, we're praying for Jasmine's salvation.
Yeah. Amen. 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 All right, Mama, you're going to stand in for Jasmine. And who?
We're praying for Maureen for her protection. She's being attacked.
Maureen's being attacked. Amen. 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 Come on, Mama, in the yellow. You come on up. You're going to stand in for Maureen. Amen.
And baby Elijah.
Come here, Benjamin. Come on, Benjamin. Come on. He's like, why me? You're going to stand right here, Benjamin, okay? I love that boy. And we also want to pray for Emerson, who's not feeling well today. And he said, Pastor, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to be there. And so we want to make sure we pray for him. Good morning, Brent. You're going to stand in for Emerson, okay? Amen. Because that boy, he's as faithful as the day is long. Amen. So, good morning, Deacon. How you doing? Hallelujah. Read to me the baby with the
Jasmine.
Jasmine is the daughter of hers. Maureen's daughter.
Wait. Our Maureen?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I mean, the prayer was going to go forth, but now okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, your daughter Jasmine is the one with the baby Elijah.
Yeah. Okay. So you two, come here. Stay right there. Amen. Sneaky, can you come over? Can you come around? Their hands have been anointed already, right?
I don't know. Is she anointed?
Yes, okay. And have you?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to take their hands. Thank you, Pastor Drea. Hallelujah. Okay. Now it puts, good morning, Greg. It puts a face to the prayer. Amen. And you're standing in for Emerson.
Yes.
And you're standing in for?
You're standing for Jasmine. So she's standing for Maureen.
Okay, Maureen is the daughter.
Maureen is the mother.
Maureen is the mom. Okay, so I need them to switch. You're Maureen. Yeah, thank you. Okay, so you're mom, and then daughter you stand right next to, and then you're the baby standing right next. Okay. And then, Emerson, you're going to stand right next to baby. Amen. Oh, we know you're not a baby, Benjamin, because you just had a birthday. So we know you're a big old guy, okay? But you're going to, because the baby can't come, you're going to be there for the baby, okay? All right. So now, amen, can I get those that can to stand? Good morning, Jacqueline.
Here.
Good morning, Leslie. Hello. Kisara Ami. Thank you. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Raymond. Halashurami. I need y'all to step in. There you go. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before your presence, we lift you up. We thank you, Lord, for how you have watched over us and protected us. Pastor Drea, can I get a little oil on my hands? Hallelujah. I'm sorry, I should have got you while you were over here. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we are praying healing and deliverance over our loved ones. Nikki, can you remember the names?
Yes.
Speak them out.
Maureen.
Over Maureen.
Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Elijah.
Emerson. And Emerson. Father, we pray in healing and deliverance. Father, you understand what they're dealing with. You understand the attack that they're going through. You understand the atmosphere in which they live. You understand all the things that are bringing these things about. You have a full and complete understanding of what they're dealing with. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we're asking for healing and deliverance. We're asking, Father, that you would enter into the atmosphere of these people and that you would heal and deliver. And Father, for the young lady that does not know you just yet, we're praying, Lord, that you would push them to the wall so they will understand that you are the only true and living God. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
We're praying, Lord, that you would help them to understand that they must have you. We're praying, Lord, and we're praying, Lord, that you would use this opportunity to bless them. God, Father, help them to understand that they cannot make it without you. They cannot survive without you. There is no life without you. And we're praying for healing and deliverance. We're praying, Lord, that you would lift them up from this place and put them in a new place. A place of peace and comfort and healing. Healing of the mind, healing of the body, healing of the spirit. Father, whatever is necessary, let it be so in the name of Jesus. Let your blood flow. You said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Father, we are asking. We are seeking and we are knocking. And we are trusting, Lord, in your perfect will to be done.
Amen.
Let it be so in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Amen. Give God a hand, praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All righty.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hey, AG.
You already mentioned this one earlier, but it's on our prayer list. Paxton.
Paxton
is asking for us to pray
for
stepdad's mom.
Yes.
Who just found out she has cancer.
Yeah, Jesse.
Yes.
Amen. Let us pray. Let's pray.
With Jesse's mom.
Jesse's mom. Zoe and Sensational. Going to stand in for Jesse's mom.
Okay.
Shibi Alamihan. Kamiyan. Othas. Balon Shavi. Dishi Amnan. Glory to God. Cover her, the top of her head. Sivianos. And Pastor Dre, if you can take her hands. Stand her right here. Male Shora Isibil. It's just Jesse's mom, right?
Yes.
Mikisi Aramo. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you to break up what the enemy is doing. In the spirit, I saw the Lord. What do you do when you, I know it's cutting, but severing, that's it. Thank you. Because I saw like a cleaver coming down and severing different pieces of what's going on with her, breaking it up, severing it. Even if you notice, if something, say for instance, a snake bit you and their fangs were still in you, if you sever the head of that snake, eventually it has to let go because there's no head, right? And you're cutting it in pieces, there's no life. So even though that the teeth or the teeth marks are still in you, its ability to do any further damage has been destroyed. Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at. God entering into that situation and severing it so it has no authority to do any more harm. Yeah. And then God can complete the healing. Amen?
Amen.
And even though it looks like nothing's changed, God has cut off the life source of the problem so that it can be healed. La isi ola miesono. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Sensational. Amen. What else you have, honey?
Our next prayer, this is a new member. They just joined S4C this past week.
Uh-huh.
And they're asking for prayer over the household. His name is Javier.
Javier.
He's been having, there's been some spiritual attack over the household.
Mm-hmm.
So he's asking for prayer for himself, his wife, Carolyn,
mm-hmm.
the baby, Anastasia, and Cindy, that they'll be protected.
Amen. What's their name?
His name is Javier.
I need to contact, is there an email?
Yes.
I need Javier to contact me. We just had the same request last week. They received what they asked for, and they are in the midst of being healed. I need you to email me. I got what you need. Just email me, s4ctroops@aol.com. And it's Javier. Javier and your family, just put in the description something like what you put in the email. I'm telling you, contact me. We can help you. Amen. But let's pray now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand what Javier and his family are dealing with. You understand what they're going through. You understand the spiritual nature of what's happening. Father, you are able to fix this. How many more prayers do we have left? Amen. Pastor, you can go ahead and get the communion ready. Father, we're asking you to fix this on Javier and his family's behalf in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would enter into that environment, and we cast down every spirit. We cast down everything that is not like you. We cast down everything that does not represent you, everything that brings harm, everything that damages, everything that does not honor and lift up the name of Jesus. We cast it down in the name of Jesus. And by your blood, Father, we cast those spirits out of that atmosphere. God, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would cleanse that house of demonic spirits, that you would remove anything that's in that house out of that atmosphere. Father, give them peace in that atmosphere. Give them joy in that atmosphere. Give them what they need to live for you in that atmosphere. We cast out everything that does not give you praise, everything that does not bring you glory, everything that rises itself up against your name. We cast it out in the name of Jesus. Free that home. Free that atmosphere. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I think we're ready for communion. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Amen. Let's get some communion going. Pastor Drea got it all ready over there. If you're going to take communion, please stand up.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Communion is not to be taken lightly by any means. Amen. This is something that Christ instituted when he walked on earth. Yes. This is what we do to remember why he died for us, to remember why he came for us. This is what we do to show the world we are a member of the body of Christ. This is what we do to say we have repented and that we are walking in fellowship with God. We do not do this out of popularity. We don't do this so other people don't know. Bring the children in because they need to take this too. We don't do this because of a habit. We do this because it is a commandment of God. Amen, somebody. We do this as a commandment from the Most High God. I want Mama to take two, one for you and one for the baby. Okay? Amen. Why are you all back there? Come on up here. Amen. Did your husband come with you today?
Yeah.
Oh, amen. I don't know how I missed him. He's so tall. Amen. We do this in remembrance of the Most High God. Bring the children right here. The Bible says, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Bring them right up here. Good morning. Oh, got all kind of nieces and nephews here. What's up, Miracle and Papa? Amen. Oh, look. Oh, you look like your mama. I know who you are. Amen. Hallelujah. God is worthy. Amen. Oh, can I? Where's my Bible? Okay. Amen. Pop said all the time he is. Pop, you couldn't be more correct. You are absolutely right. He is always, always worthy. Amen. For those of you that are new here, I'm going to explain to you. I'm reading from, see, we only have a few minutes, so I don't want to go into too much detail, but we're reading from 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 32. Amen. But I'm just going to read the end part first because I want you to know what you're getting into. This, if you have a problem with anybody, good morning. How are you? Sitting back there all sedate, calm and quiet. Amen. I know you know Jesus. You ain't fooling nobody. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I love these children. Don't take, in essence, from verse number 27 to 32, he's saying, do not take this if you know you are living in sin and you have not repented. He said, do not take this, because if you do, you're eating and drinking damnation unto yourself, and you don't deserve the Lord's Supper. Remember why you're doing this. Remember the blood that Christ shed on the cross for you. Remember what he went through on this way to the cross. Remember why he came in the first place. He died for all of our sins. Well, I don't sin. Well, somebody lying, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So either you lying or the Bible lying, and my money is on you being a liar. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You need this. You need Christ. You cannot not be a part of the body of Christ and live. You must have Christ in order to live. Well, I'm living now and I don't have Christ. No, you're existing now. You're not living. You're here. You're not living. Life is only through Christ. So that's what that's talking about. Now, verse number 23. For I received from the Lord what I, oh, didn't I see Pastor Sandy?
Yes,
he's on the way. Well, praise his name. Amen. I'm just, it is fleeting. For I have received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Thank you. What is that? Watching a baseball game. Amen. We must remember that when we take this, we are remembering the life of Christ Jesus. When we take this, what you looking at? When we take this, we are saying, Father, I acknowledge what you did for me. I acknowledge what you've been through. I'm not going to shame you by taking this, knowing I have no relationship with you. I'm not going to dishonor you by taking this, knowing I have not repented. I'm not going to dishonor you by taking this, knowing that it means nothing to me. But I will do this knowing that you gave your life for my sins, knowing that you didn't have to, but you chose to, knowing that it was your great delight to take every lick, every punch, when they snatched the beard out of your face, when they kicked you and they spit on you. You did that because of my sin. And I will not dishonor you, but I honor you because. Because he says every time you do this, you represent, you give testimony to the world until I come. Let us break bread. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm sorry, hold on. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you for this bread. We thank you for this opportunity to show the world that we love you. We thank you for your sacrifice. And I will not put shame on what you did for me. Forgive me of any sin or unrighteousness, that I will be found worthy when you come. In Jesus' name, amen. Now break and let's eat. In the same way, or in some Bibles say in the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant, or the new promise, or the new contract in my blood. In my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim, or you cry out, or you testify, or you witness the Lord's death until he come. You are saying to the world, thank you. You're saying to the world, I'm a witness to the death of Jesus Christ. Why he died? Because he died. Because he died for me. I am a witness, and I'm witnessing to you that Jesus is real. Yeah. And as often as you do this, you tell the world, you testify to the world that the blood was, he was pierced in his side and the blood ran out for my sake. Had he not died, I would not have relationship. Had he not risen, I would not have salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice. We greatly appreciate it. And I will not dishonor your sacrifice by living in sin. I will not dishonor your sacrifice by taking this without relationship with you. But I honor you, I bless you, and I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us drink. And further on in scripture, he said, and the rest I will set in order when I come. Listen, when he comes back, the second coming, and he said, the rest I'll set in order. If you're here, you're part of the setting in order. Because you weren't supposed to be here. You're supposed to be coming back with him, not here when he gets here. Amen?
Amen.
I hope you got something out of this service this morning, this prayer service. We're getting ready for Pastor Sandy to come up. Amen. And our prayers are with you. Please send your prayers to Mother Niera or to S4C Troops. Do you know Mother Nera's email address?
It's S4C.
S4C.
Praying with you.
At AOL.com. S4C praying with you at AOL.com. Or S4C Troops at AOL.com. You have an option. And let us help pray with you. You are not by yourself. You have help. Our slogan when we first started, the troops have arrived. Amen. God bless you in the name of Jesus. We'll see you in a minute.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God is worthy.